I'm Zarina Poonawala, your peak performance coach, life coach, emotional intelligence practitioner, and NLP practitioner. I'm also the founder of Abzo Expertise Unique, and my organization constantly aims at building leaders across continents. After having worked with so many dynamic business honchos, entrepreneurs, startups, CEOs, management gurus, parents, and student communities worldwide, I am convinced that every individual has unleashed potential, and all we really need to do is realize it. Watch the magic unfold, enhance quality of life, relationships, and professions. On my show, be ready for some riveting conversations with inspirational people, snippets, stories, and much more. So here I am on this exceptional journey to find empowerment and inspiration anywhere I can. Come join me on this breathtaking path of self-realization, potential maximization, positivity, and most of all, embrace your inner power. You are on your way to empowering yourselves. Welcome to the Empowering Series with Zarina Poonawala. In our previous episodes, we went through the power of visualization and affirmations. And now we've come to the third part of our mental workout routine. Last of the three I'm about to dive into today is a word we commonly stumble upon. Mindfulness. What is mindfulness? It is a moment-to-moment awareness of one's experience without judgment. In this sense, mindfulness is a state and not a trait. It is a state of mind using all your senses to completely experience a moment, an emotion, a thought, even an object if you like. Mindfulness is the practice of being in the present, being alive in the moment, pausing your world and experiencing your now. How does mindfulness help? It is an intentional congregation of your body, your mind, your soul, and most importantly, your heart. In fact, quick trivia for you. Although the word is mindfulness, in Chinese, it is written in characters like a symbol, and the symbol that depicts mindfulness has the symbol of a heart in it, which means that in a way, mindfulness is presence of heart. Another insightful sharing for you is that a recent Harvard study showed mindfulness helps the brain to recreate gray matter, which in turn assists the brain plasticity to literally reprogram the mind, promoting our well-being and quality of life. In a way, I'd like to compare this with your fitness routine. So all of us like trying to be fit in some way or the other, probably hit the gym, be more active through our busy schedules. And now with the lockdown, we definitely can't go out and hit the gym. So what do? We probably spot jog or stretch at home or freehand exercises, a little yoga, meditation. Mindfulness is exactly the same. Now imagine being stressed, exhausted, and rather overwhelmed mentally. Most of us choose to dwell upon the problem and exaggerate it. We make our minds even more toxic, more stressed, and more beaten. Here is what you must do instead. Give your mind a good stretch of positivity, allowing some free-flowing thoughts, good thoughts, to take over the negativity. When we start breaking habits and patterns and readjust to new ones, we stimulate our neurotransmitters to create a new thinking pattern. And that's it. Our brain does the rest. Isn't it amazing how unknowingly our mind manifests itself just with thoughts? So let's do this. Time for you to go on a breathtaking, mindful journey with me. Are you ready? If you are, just find a place which is quiet and peaceful. If you wear glasses, remove your glasses and try and put your phones on silent for a little. Close your eyes, sit or lay down if you will, and be comfortable, but slightly alert. Now, just follow me. Relax your body and breathe. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in through your nose and breathe out through your mouth. Breathe in and breathe out. Pay attention to your breathing. Bring your awareness into light. Pay attention to your breathing, your senses. All your senses are now awakening. Your mind may wander, bring it back. Gather yourself and focus on your breathing. Just pause. Pause in your moment. Pause in your now. Relax and feel the heaviness from your shoulders release. Feel the heaviness slowly moving down from your shoulders to your arms, to your lower body, just leaving you absolutely peaceful. Focus on your breathing. Allow your senses to absolutely take over. Allow your senses to be able to feel every breath. Breathe in, breathe out. You're feeling relaxed. Your body is feeling absolutely at ease. You're feeling the stress leave your body, right from your head, slowly draining down, loosening your muscles, all the way to your toes. Feel the stress leaving you. Feel absolutely calm and relaxed. You can almost feel yourself in a pleasant, beautiful space, a mindful space. Feel every breath and every thought with all your senses. You're feeling alive from within. Just be. Just pause. Enjoy the present moment. Feel your muscles absolutely relaxed, leaving you nice and loose and calm. No stress in your body, no tension in your muscles. The body is just letting go of all the weight. Be present. Breathe. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in through your nose. Feel the breath. And exhale through your mouth. Feel the body emptying your breath. Focus on your breathing and relax the body. Feel grateful for the present moment. Feel absolutely blessed in your now. And be one with yourself. Keep breathing slowly and slowly. And relax and open your eyes. While you've gone through this exercise, I want you to know that you have been mindful and you have been extremely successful at it. Just stay where you are and enjoy the calmness while I leave you off with it. Be safe, be well, and be empowered.
If you liked this podcast, don't forget to check out other interesting podcasts on the IVM network. You can listen to us on the IVM podcast app or ivmpodcast.com. You can also follow us on our social media. We are at IVM Podcasts on Twitter and Instagram.